Simply Done, the podcast network.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Well, I don't know if it's a lie or I'm just not telling 100% the truth. It is the Big Three Podcast, but this is the best of the Big Three. And, of course, I'm along with the very lovely Mary Jane.
Hello.
How are you today, Mary Jane?
I'm just fine, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You know, it is a Big Three Podcast, but tomorrow on Simply Don, the podcast, the Big Three are going to be guests.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's Saturday morning. So if you haven't heard it as of yet, and you check this out after the other one came out, if you haven't, you listen to this. Tomorrow, the Big Three on Simply Don, the podcast. Well, as I said, this is the best of the Big Three podcast. And on today's show, we have a very special guest along with me. And the reason he's special is because we're doing kind of a best of involving him. He's one of the most polarizing guests that we've ever had on the Big Three podcast. And beginning next month, he's going to be the owner of Leeds Mattress Stores again. It's Neil with the deal himself, the great Neil Leeds. Hey, Neil.
Hey, Don. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
I'm happy to be here, actually. I was excited all day. I felt like I was going to the biggest audition of my life, and I was nervous to even come up here.
You don't need to be nervous.
I don't know. It was exciting.
You
know,
well,
I love coming up here.
Why would you be nervous? First
I love
of all,
coming to your studio. It's great.
First of all, you have to remember this. This is the best of Neil Leeds.
The best of Neil Leeds. The worst of times, the best of, right?
Right. Well, I don't know if that's what I would say, but I know what you're talking about.
Thanks.
But this is the best of Neil Leeds. And we've talked before. You were recently on a Simply Don, the podcast, and you really expressed some great stuff. It was an unbelievably great story.
Oh, thanks.
I was, you know, how you got all these stores with hard work, then you stop. You could have left.
Oh man, thanks.
A millionaire.
Jeez.
And you but it's
I thought I was going to forget that tonight, but you know what? Thanks for reminding me. And yes, that makes me pop up and think
but then,
about this.
But then you kind of lost everything.
I lost it all, Don, beyond and, it. I don't know how much further you can fall.
Well, but the great thing is you were very honest on that. That was a great show. And I'm very happy to say that coming up in March, you're starting your stores again.
Absolutely. And that's courtesy of my brother Gary Leeds out in New York.
And I have to say this, you're the type of guy that's always going to end up on his feet because you're one of the hardest workers I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, thank you. I think that goes the same way with you, John.
I remember you coming down to the comedy store. I remember you didn't like the way this comedy store was being presented because it had cigarette butts, and you would stand in the back for 3 hours picking up cigarette butts thrown away.
You're going to get me in trouble.
Why is it?
I'm joking. No, but I enjoyed it. I was actually, well, I loved it. I actually wish I could work there full time, cleaning cigarette butts and waving to people on Sunset.
Were you doing that?
Yeah.
I remember you would build up such a sweat. You had big rings around your suit.
Oh, gosh.
But that's just another example of what a hard worker does.
I enjoy it. Thanks for reminding me that, too. Paid attention to that, actually.
No, I love the
you
show.
You have good retention, man.
As a matter of fact, I've been told by a couple people. I recently had on Melrose Larry Green, the guy that was on Howard Stern a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have said that the two of you are somewhat similar.
Oh, gosh.
So we should bring you both on the show at the same time. Would
absolutely,
you do that?
Absolutely. For sure, Don.
All right. One of the things that I know that you did, just to catch everybody up, you were working with a private jet company.
Absolutely.
How's that going?
It's going pretty well, but I just went to dinner with Darren the other night.
Who's Darren?
Darren actually runs the Blue Star Jet on the West Coast and East Coast.
Oh, I thought you were talking about another person married to Samantha Stevens from Bewitched. I didn't want another Darren in there.
No, so he hired me, and what it was is I had to, you know, just catch up and let him know that I haven't been able to make the calls and keep up with the pushing on the sales as I'm opening the store. But as soon as I get back,
you're
for sure.
Do that?
Yeah, I'm still keeping up with
them. Why does the name Blue Star ring a bell?
Oh, well, you're on it because Wall Street with Charlie Sheen. That's where it came from.
What do you mean?
He did the movie, and Blue Star is kind of the stock company that they were kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so two
okay.
times, and they're all familiar. You know, Charlie's a good client. You know, he's got a history with Blue Star Jets. And in the movies with his dad and everybody.
Would you say in heaven celebrities using your airline company helps it?
Let's just say yes, it does. For sure. The only thing is, as I've noticed, is in NetJets with Warren Buffett and with all of our companies, is that the free stuff is it became too taxing, and nobody right. who's a celebrity wants to pay anymore. So they have to kind of right. figure who's advertising and who gets freebies. Right. So, you know, could get out of control.
Like, what type of person would be the ideal celebrity to work with your company?
Justin Bieber. He loves to fly, and he's a great client.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, that'd be great. You know, Perry kind of fell in love with Justin Bieber. Really? Remember Scary Perry?
Yes, he's great. I love him.
Yeah, of course. Why would you be on the Big Three podcast if you didn't know
Scary
Perry?
I enjoyed kissing
was?
His neck.
That's right, you did that. Well, let's get to some of these clips, Neil. How do you feel about being the subject of your own Best of Big Three podcast?
Don, that makes me, I don't know, I feel like amazing, actually, and I thank you so much. The words can't describe it right now, but I feel honored, actually, in its own way, yes, for sure.
Well, I hope you do, because it's like I tried to tell you when you were disappointed with me. I'm not out to hurt you.
I realize that, Don, and I make full apologize, and I hope that you forgive me for all the past that we went
through. I do, or you wouldn't be here. I remember, you know, the one thing that I don't know of, because the last time I spoke with you about this, you seemed a little upset, and you still thought that I had something to do with that fucking picture. I don't know if you know what happened.
Well, I did speak to Tom and friends of yours, you know about the situation, and for fully, it was told to me fully. Like, you have no idea how much Don tried to assist you, Neil. And, you know, look, going back and thinking I was freaking out with 50 other people, with landlords and everything I had obligations to, I think that was probably the least of my situation, but it was just part of on the social,
yeah.
Because meaning, like, you know, I have an outlet of friends. If that was my only friends and that was creating problems, where do I go? I got a girlfriend that's a problem, my business is falling, what's the next stop? You know, like, if I can't go out and have a good time, I better just, you know, put myself into a back room and hide, you know.
Well, in this first clip, we're going to hear the very first time you came into the world of the Big Three. You made an entrance into Perry's apartment. Remember how filthy that fucking dust was in there?
That was the greatest time of my life that day.
Was it really?
Absolutely. I had no idea what I was getting into, but it was a trip. I remember spaghetti dinners, alcohol. It was perfect.
Yeah, that's why I really thought, and I don't mean to dwell on this, but that's what's crazy, because I really thought you were a guy, and I could see you needed a break from your job. You needed a place to go. And I gave that to you.
I was just, you know, because of the public relations with selling beds to families, I was so concerned because, yeah, of course I want to let loose and have enjoyment. But then I was just so scared because of some of the links. And I'm like, wow, how will people, you know, take me on that? But at the end of the day, man, it was the best thing. And I've always enjoyed it. I wish I was able to expand with you more than probably, you know, hold back on, for sure.
Well, I just, you know, I really thought you're like one of the coolest guys. And when you came to the Comedy Store and you would come to the Ding Dong Show, it was fun.
It was fun. I mean, I had the greatest time with you up at the Comedy Store. I think we did like it. You were on your set. You invited me up to speak. And it was probably the fastest hour of my life. We talked about everything that day. It was a trip. You should go back to that one that time. I don't know if we have it, but
no, we don't.
That was great.
But you know what? Let's get on with this, because we got to get this done.
Sure.
So let's play that clip. If you would, hit it.
I won't be me.
Sit down, please. Please.
I brought somebody over here that I thought could help you. One of the leading people in the mattress industry here that knows a little bit about clean houses.
Okay, cool.
How you doing there?
Pleasure.
Leeds Mattress Store.
Leeds Mattress Store.
It's pleasure. Neil Leeds.
Hey. Hey, thanks a lot.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Come on in, Neil.
Thank you for inviting me to your house.
Why don't you sit right here? Why don't you sit in the middle?
Okay.
Get right in there, Neil.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Neil the deal.
Hey. Neil with the deal.
Hey, sir.
You won't be beat.
I try not to, and if I do, I get back up as fast as I can.
Perry almost just got beat.
Now, what you've done is this. You walked through Perry's apartment. You've looked around. What's your first thoughts about Perry's apartment?
Tight. Everything's
cluttered. No, okay. We're asking Neil. We're not asking you.
If I have, you know, how much time would you give me to just do a little, just a talk with him? And then I'll go through the thorough analysis of what I took in within probably 7 minutes. So would you give me about a time so I know that
if
in my mind?
If you want to talk an hour, you can talk an hour.
All right.
If you want to talk 5 minutes, that would be good too.
Okay. Do you mind if I can get a little personal with him a little bit, because I don't know him that much, just
Neil,
to drop?
Here's the reason that you're here.
Okay.
I think you are a man. When you came to the Comedy Store to see the Ding Dong Show,
You told everybody what they were doing wrong. Okay. And there was good suggestions. Okay. You told the general manager of the club what was the matter with the club. You were very honest.
Yes.
That's the honesty I want here. I want you to tell him what a piece of shit place he has. Go ahead.
Well, I don't want to be too critical, but, you know.
Go ahead. Please do.
I first want to ask, and it's very important sometimes, is and not to get like I'm a psychologist because I'm not, but I first would like to ask you a question.
Go for it.
Your mom, your dad, and your beginning first 15 years, what were they like? What kind of household did you live in? Was it upscale, middle class? And did anyone pick up after you? And if you can go ahead with those questions first so I can get an analysis of...
Well, my parents got divorced when I was 6 years old.
Okay.
I
understand. Mine was too, before I was born.
Okay.
So we share something in common. But I do need to get this out of you because I have to get why this place is going to be and analyzed the way I'm going to tell you.
All right. My parents were divorced when I was six. I lived with my mother and my brother Brian, who I call a thief now. He's like the evil thief.
Okay, stop. Allegedly evil.
Yeah.
He is the evil son.
He never took our images and sold them on T-shirts.
Right.
The reality, what I'm trying to get is, who cleaned up the house wherever you lived for the first 20 years of your life, sir?
My mom.
Your mom did.
And I did.
And would you be, let's say, remanded or if you didn't clean, did you have any spankings?
I was actually very technical and very, very, very clean.
When you
I
say
was
clean,
an auto detailer for...
okay, I'm going to interrupt. I'm sorry.
He's interrupting you.
I am going to interrupt so I don't lose the thought.
Go ahead.
There's a difference between clean, organized. Some people feel clean, and like I say to people when they buy a mattress, do you want comfort? Do you want support? And there's a difference between firmness and support. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the analogy I'm going to try to get out of you is there's clean, there's organized, and there's impeccable, and there's excellence. What would you describe yourself as?
I'm organized.
Because what I'm going to do is, I'm going to do something, and I hope the show doesn't mind, and it's not to be critical.
Neil, can I just say something? If you don't say exactly what's on your mind,
all right,
I'll be upset.
I got to do something because I'm going to show him where he's failing.
There's a lot of dust here.
Don't say anything because I'm not criticizing. I'm here to talk to you. No, just don't hit me. It's not going to hurt you because actually this is God's dust. It's going to be fine.
That's God's dust?
Yes, it is.
Hold on.
And it's actually a lesson and it's something that he could learn. It's going to open up his life for a new life because this is not what he wants to breathe in because he needs to breathe in a better way of living. I'm going to just touch you here. Now that... When we look back, when you said you were organized, clean, detailed.
You rubbed the dust all over his head.
I did because I had to. I've been a man that grew up with cockroaches and tenement apartments. I grew up on welfare. And I just couldn't stand how the people up above me and down me lived. And I had to like seal up from cockroaches coming through the pipes. And I was an impeccable guy because I couldn't stand even stepping on roaches. I felt bad that I had to kill them. So in order not to kill them, you just keep a clean place. Now,
I got a clean...
No, all right.
You know how I kill a roach.
All right. There's different roaches, right?
Hey,
those roaches are okay to kill.
Not cockroaches, I was talking about weed roaches.
Okay.
Yeah, I got
now,
that.
Now, what I'm trying to say is that I know you from your film, mm-hmm. your voice. As soon as I met you, it mm-hmm. came right through. It resonated who you were. But I don't know you. So the first thing I do is I walk in... And I come through and I get a vibe. And then the first thing I want to do is, besides the incident that you took place, this dust, I would know because I'm a clean freak. This is dust prior to you having an accident. Would you agree?
Right.
Okay. Now, after we get through that, which is something that you need to do.
And the accident was over 2 years ago.
Okay. So that is, so we're going to say is this accident has nothing to do with the quality of how you're representing
your
life.
No. When he was healthy, it was like this too.
That's what I could see. And that's without lies. That's my true feeling without knowing him.
Disgusting, right?
Okay. What I see here somehow is that you lost yourself somewhere and that something's bothering you and it's not opening up your life to see what you do have in front of you and friends that you have and respecting everything that these people have done for you and the relations that you've forged. And then you're actually coming in here and locking yourself up with a cluttered place that won't allow you to breathe and open up a new life.
Your Honor, the defense was not made aware of this witness prior to this.
How do would you like me to direct him in name? Is it Perry?
Perry.
All right, Perry.
Oh, piece of shit.
I could call you a piece of shit, but it would be wrong for me because these men know you more, and I could use foul language. I pretty much have been told I have a very bad foul mouth.
What's the worst thing you'll say, like, at work?
Oh, man, I mean, I'm not allowed, but I'll call.
What will you say?
Well, I just had my life threatened from someone who called up and said my drivers did something that almost caused an accident.
What?
Yeah, and nothing happened, but he called me, and then he said something about being, like, my drivers are Chicanos with shaved heads. And I said to him, I said, sir, I'm here to help you. Do you have a license plate? Did you call the police? He says, no. I said, sir, another thing is that I'm here to help you and I want to find out who did it, but I'm not going to classify who's a Chicano, who, because I have people who are from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras. And the first thing he said to me is, yo, motherfucker, you're going to fucking go down, bro. I am a Chicano, bro. I know you. Do you know the barrio? Do you know who I am? I'm a fucking gang member, bro. I said, you're a gang member. You're a gang member on the phone, on my cell phone, and I'm an owner of a company trying to help your ass. I do know what a barrio is because I live one in Queens, and I grew up with fucking roaches, motherfucker. And he said to me, I'm going to come down and I'll fucking take you out. I said, you're going to take me out and you have three kids? What a role model you are, motherfucker. I said, come on down. I'm at 1130 Sherman Way. This took place on Friday right before I left. I said, I'm here. And I said, I'll take a fucking bullet because you'll take away my bills. I don't have to worry about shit. But whoever does the killing, if you do the killing or you have someone else do the killing, you're going to fucking stay in jail for a while I have the freedom up in heaven. Now, at the end of the day is after that, when you fucking die, I'm going to be waiting for your ass and I'm going to tear you apart. And after that, you shut the fucking phone and no one came to my store. And at the end of the day, I won't fucking be beat. And I'll take a fucking bullet for what I believe in. Beautiful. And that's my spirit.
Beautiful. I love it.
Get out of the way, Perry. All right. So that is one angry elf.
That was a little curse that I can get in rage as well.
So you know what? You just hit.
Shut up, Perry. All right, continue on.
So, what Perry.
Really emotional.
All right. Perry.
I don't blame you.
Perry, I just broke up with my girlfriend.
You did?
Yes.
When?
It's been 3 years.
I know, but officially it just happened.
She moved her last piece of clothes out two nights ago.
Was it the one that we met at the Christmas party?
Yes, but let me tell you why I'm not with her.
Okay.
Because her father, they were divorced, mom and dad. She lived with a dad who was a disciplinarian. But on top of it, they had seven. She was one of seven. And a few other kids lived with them. And at the end of the day is her father picked up everything for her. She didn't have to do anything, and she could never do anything wrong. So as she got older, that presence in her body never changed, and she comes to live with me against my wishes initially because I wasn't sure that we should live together. But when I saw that she was struggling and I got things out of her, that I decided to say is, you know what? I don't want to be a sugar daddy and buy you an apartment, but I do have a place that I could fit you in. I'm really not ready. I'm not really in love that we should move together. I don't believe in this. But for the sake of me not paying any money, for the sake of you not going back to your dad, I will take you in. Now, it will be 2 years as of next month on the 14th that she would have been living with me. And I have supported the condition of her going to school and trying to be an agent, which is good of her. But what I noticed is she wouldn't pick up anything. She left trash. She wouldn't respect that. All I do all week is work on sales and cleanliness and organization. And her desk is, you can't find things. She's losing sales. She's not on it.
She worked for you too?
No, she's doing her own business. And I'm a businessman. I understand what she's supposed to do. And I'm seeing that she doesn't do anything. I can't give direction or I get in trouble. But I'm there for lunch. I'm there for dinner. I'm there for a check. I'm there for when she needs love. And where is the commitment 50-50? So when I finally brought it up, she starts getting angry. She says, it's my problem. And I'm a neat freak. And I'm an OCD. I'm a motherfucking OCD
guy.
So this
about you?
Yes. So I called up her mom on the 15th and said, Mom, I love your daughter, but I can't take it. It's hurting me. It's hurting her. She's got to go. Does she have a place? Yes, she does. Well, off she went.
Tempur-Pedic, Spring Air, Stearns & Foster.
He won't be beat. You sound very upset with her.
He's emotional. He's together for a long time.
No, I love her.
Did she ever take your logo for Neil Lean's mattresses and put it on a shirt and try to sell skateboards with it?
Absolutely not. If this is the truth, and I'm hearing this since you've been discussing it, I find this, and I hope you don't get mad at me, it's royally despicable if this is what you did. My girlfriend, not only does she not tell people I'm Neil Leeds, She never shares that. She's not proud of that part. Like, she's proud for me, but she doesn't use it to address it to others to make herself better. Number two is I find that hideous because I deal with that trademark in Philly. People take my cartoon and they use it on things, and it's definitely disturbing, beyond financially hurting. No way in the world would you do that to not only people you love, but on a method of the man upstairs, if you have any faith. It is disgusting.
Can you push that back?
It is disgusting to steal. It's why the music industry and every industry is being...
From the top. Just lean it back.
Just shut the fuck up. We're in the middle of something. Shut up! Go on, Neil.
The industry is getting screwed from people stealing. That's why no one's making a living anymore. So when you don't do anything by a contract and get it officialized and you work with people in a neutral way, which is fair so everyone can make a living, you're wrong. And if you say you're going to sue someone like him, you wouldn't win. You have no argument. When you share in and you got a deal, you come together.
That was my gift. I wanted to
beat. Say, no, we won't be beat.
We won't be beat here. Listen, I got to let them speak a little, and I'm going to go through the house a little after you probably need some time to talk, and then I'll roll back out.
Raises some very interesting arguments.
First of all, I think you're really absolutely right with telling him what a piece of garbage
he is. Well, I mean, as a human, you're never a piece of garbage, but what you did... And anyone, if in the court of law, in the court of law, with 12 jurors of the peers, with him and Mo, they wouldn't go into deliberations more than 3 minutes. You'd be terminated. You'd be probably cross. They would get a judgment against you, and you would have a lien against yourself for the next 10 years, paying it off. You probably wouldn't have to work again. You couldn't work again because you'd be paying it off. You are living wrong. What you've done is coming back at you. And it's going to keep coming back at you harder if you think you can get away with it. Because if you don't do your time on Earth, you're going to do it somewhere else. I would say you start doing your time here and doing it correctly. Not only did I hear that you stole money from your friend, and if that is true.
It is. It's on video.
It is despicable. If it wasn't a joke and a parody part.
It was a joke.
It was not a joke.
I'm not here to dispute
a
joke.
What? We can put it in.
Okay, listen. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. With me here and with everyone here.
Yeah.
This is not here to prosecute you today. This is here for redemption. If you stole the money and you needed it, and you felt that you needed it and it was wrong and you know you did it, today would you honorably tell him that you apologized for what you did?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And you knew it was wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, and in your heart you knew it was wrong?
Yeah, I also knew the camera was on and I knew
No, you didn't.
All right.
You're a liar. You're a liar.
It was red.
You're a liar.
The light was red.
You didn't even see it.
I saw the light.
Hell.
Even though I don't want you to go to hell. All right, I'm just going to tell you something. Today is a day for you to open up so we could forge a new relationship. Is to forget about that camera because the camera's upstairs and he watched you and he knows your brain and he knows your thoughts.
I know.
He knows you stole the money.
I know.
So you need to tell him you stole the money today.
I did steal the money. And
there was nothing to do with the camera. And is stealing, is that one of the things that you just don't go to?
Can I tell you, Neil? Here's the crazy thing. He was going to be thrown out of his apartment.
Yep.
So he came over to my house to borrow the money so he could pay rent.
Don, all right, because I want to make sure, because I got Mole next to me, I have Perry, and I have...
And together we're the big three.
Okay. Because we got one admission, which was good, and that's redemption, and God appreciates that. Okay. And I think that he definitely needs to know that that money he worked for, I don't care if it was 25 cents. In my world, when people steal from me in my store and it happens, it's very highly offensive. And I haven't put people in jail for it. I didn't want to ruin their records. Mm-hmm. But I've been stolen for 15 years. People have stolen mattresses, money, cash. And I work with every single soul to teach them. And that when they leave, even though I won't take them back because stealing will be the end of anyone. Coming in late a few times, I'll tolerate. Stealing is where it ends for me.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, the deals and leads matches, you'll feel like you're stealing a bed from them.
Exactly. Right. But hold on. Now, you did one first apology. That $1,200, forget about that camera. It was not on you. You were watching the steps. The man above watched you do what you did. Today, with no one's going to prosecute you later on after the show, and he's going to say, you finally admit it, you son of a bitch. He's not going to go after you.
No,
today is redemption. Did you know that you went in there and you needed money and you knew where it was? Not knowing where that camera was, did you take the money, sir?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Do you feel apologetic, and was it wrong?
Yes, I do.
Would you ever do that again?
Hell no.
And do you owe him something stronger than what you've done all these years by denying it and putting him in court and suing him and all this other stuff? Ugh. How do you redeem that?
I am very sorry.
But you steal from me.
Today is about you talking to Don. He needs this.
Mr. Barris.
Don't ever call me that.
Why do you say don't ever call me that?
That's okay.
You are Don. Mr. Barris.
But he is Mr. Barris.
And your first name is Don.
It's good. And I like that. It's appropriate.
Okay. But I feel that...
Some people I don't like when they say Mr. Leeds to me either because I feel like they're...
That's my dad.
Yeah, exactly. Man, you're on it, Mo.
I won't be me.
You know what I really loved about that? Is that we had video evidence and Perry would never admit that he tried to steal money from me. But you somehow got that out of him. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think I touched his heart a little bit with God and the emotional side. And I really was, without joking around, because I didn't really know the podcast and its depth, I was too sincere. That's my true...
So you didn't know anything about Perry before you met him?
I had no...
Nothing.
...clue. I'm sorry, but I didn't. I came in cold and... just say this. I knew you, and but I didn't know anything. So whatever happened that day... That was real.
Yeah, well, that's what it was beautiful about you, because you are a sweet guy. Yeah. I remember the thing about you mostly is that you were very neat. You worked your ass off. And even when gang members tried to fuck with you, you didn't take it.
You know, more or less that I could understand where they're coming from. And some of them actually come from great homes. That's what's so crazy. They're not coming from stereotype poor places, but they might have an image as if they did. So kind of reverse thoughts. I've met gang members who had great moms and dads you know what I mean? Not because they had no mom and dad and grew up poor and tough. Everyone comes from for different reasons and join gangs.
Money doesn't say that someone's in love with you.
Absolutely.
And jobs and what you do outside the house, you never know how much family loves each other.
Absolutely. You know, it's crazy. And actually, you know, even those kids, I remember the first one, and you mentioned that, when I was sweeping up at like 3 a.m, he got out of his car and said that's his hood, and it was North Hollywood, and he told me that, you know, if I didn't quit sweeping, I wouldn't be around. And I'm like, after I spoke with him and told him I'm trying to open up the store up the block, I don't have time during the day to sweep. I said, this is the quietest time of my life. And I kind of mentioned where I came from. Next thing you know, shaking hands, friends with him, telling me about where he lives. So, you know, the whole thing was tats and scary guy, and he's ready to kill me. And next thing you know, he became my friend.
That's funny.
It is. It really is.
I noticed you have the teardrop tattoo. Did you go on some drive-bys with
him? You know what? I didn't want you to share that. You know?
Okay. All right. I'm joking, of
course. Okay, thanks.
Anyway, well, let's get to this next clip. This is when you first visited the studio. And the studio I'm talking about is back when we were with the Ace Broadcasting.
Wow.
You had come on. You're going to become the official sponsor of the podcast. Not only do you participate in a great guy talk that day, but this was the first time that we ever had the Pillow Talk segment with Neil Leeds. Let's listen to that song.
Pillow Talk with Neil, he won't be beat.
That is so cool, that song. I wish we could bring that back.
Yeah.
I would hear it in my ears and just like want to hear it over and over again.
Well, you couldn't. All right, let's listen to this.
I won't be beat.
He has 26 stores in the Los Angeles area.
Is he here?
From Leeds Mattress, it's Neil Leeds.
Neil!
But before we even say our hellos to him, he wants to read something because he loves our show. Do you not, Neil?
I love the show, yes.
But you have a family beautiful business.
And, absolutely.
And we can be a little rough on the edges.
I mean, I'm going to say family business and... Really, I cater to everybody. It's family, no family.
But you think about this. There are people that take your beds, and they'll fuck some dirty slut up.
Oh, you just miss guy talk, dude.
Oh, no. I mean, Don's right, and actually...
So there's those people...
You know, I'm being serious in a funny show, is that I actually have to curb the sex talk in my stores because it does happen where people ask, and I can't say names of the products... But will this bed satisfy our sexual needs? And ooh, it's something that I tell salespeople, not only can we offend and is that our decision or can we make an opinion? If you don't own the bed, you haven't experienced that situation. Have you been in that position before where they'll ask? And we'll have physical people, clients,
that will go into position and try the position out to see if it's going to work.
Really?
That's yes. what we should put in the commercial.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, being family or not, we do get that. And as an executive of the company, I did have to put some literature out to the staff to say it's a, you know, to be respectful, like we'd love to answer a question like that, but, you know, we could possibly be offensive or could
have you ever been in the warehouse? Shut up, Perry. Work? Shut the fuck up. I'm talking.
He likes
shut up, Perry.
He likes lawyers. You know, it's something
yeah,
that
I he's a real I scumbag. His whole life.
How can
I cut corners and get money through a lawyer?
You're right,
scumbag.
Don. I'm just like this. I'm partial to all careers, and unfortunately, being in any business, you have to do some lawyers.
Have you ever found someone in your warehouse, like someone trying out a bed but like jerking off on it or something like that?
You know, I'm kind of thankful that I didn't. Come upon that, you know, get the
okay anyway
it.
let's get past all this
joke, small joke.
You wanted to say something before we get this underway, so you have something you want to read, so here he is, our newest sponsor, Mr. Neely.
Wait, I got an idea. You know maybe we should call this segment a Pillow Talk with Neil Leeds.
Not bad.
It's an excellent
that's
idea.
That's a good idea.
That's not, and it's soft too.
Okay, so here we have this will be it, our newest sponsor, our friend, the owner of the Leeds Mattress Stores here in Los Angeles. Here he is with his very first Neil Leeds Pillow Talk.
Hey, thanks a lot, Don. Thank you, Mole. Thank you, Perry. It's great to be a guest. Always enjoy to come along and be a part of this. I just wanted to, you know, bring out a few things to your loyal fans and some of your new you know, people who just catch on and be a part of the show. And as an advertiser, I felt that it's a need for me to say that I do not own or provide any of the creative content. Leeds Mattress Stores does understand that profanity and subject matter may be offensive to some. And however, Leeds Mattress suggests to use personal judgment on what you listen to. And Leeds Mattress Stores also supports art. We support music. We support charity. And we sell mattresses to all groups of people, and that means every religion, no race lines, and an open-minded way of thinking. So all of our customers, they may like humor, and they'll listen to your show and get a great kick out of it, and I'd like to sponsor it so we can keep the show going and have listeners have a great time, and they might need mattresses. And I just want to let it be known that is if people who feel offensive and that Leeds Mattresses being a part of something like this and endorsing it, is that it's a creation of art, and that I would say is that's where I ask, make personable judgments. You could do what you need to do as far as going after a sponsor because maybe they don't like certain profanities. It's very simple to use your fingers to move the dial tone. And stuff.
I'm really having a hard time understanding what the
I know.
Fuck
he's talking. It's not really a dial tone. You have to go on the website.
Yeah.
And you could download it from iTunes. Or you could go directly to the Big Three podcast. Yeah. So the number three podcast.
Exactly. I'm trying to, like Don's right. I'm over, you know, accelerating
but I think what
my
you're saying. Let me see if I can say what you're saying.
Sure.
You love our show because you're a very good guy. You love humor. And
absolutely.
You support art. But you want to make sure before we get anything, you want people to understand what we are saying is not your beliefs.
Oh, absolutely. I do not produce the content. And when you invite me, I feel that actually myself, I'm always Neil with the deal and I sell mattresses, but I do have a secondary life, which is my own life, which is available to these to be a part of your show. Or
the
to
real
be,
Neil.
Right, the real Neil.
The real Neil with
and
the deal.
Maybe even without a deal, just the real Neil, because there's a part of me that maybe, you know, I'm unbalanced here with I'm always with mattresses. So even though this may be a sponsorship, I just also want to know that, you know, people to know that, you know, sure, I do sell mattresses. It's family related. And I don't want to lose clients because they listen to a show that happens to have profanity. I just want to let them know I'm open-minded. I support certain things. And I don't want to make endorsements you know, that I'm not supposed to. But that's why I said the word
you
charity.
You don't want them to lose their Tempur-Pedic.
No. You know, the Tempur-Pedic.
Who I'd like to see you date?
Go ahead.
Jennifer Beal.
Neil with the deal going out with Jennifer Beal. That's
the
a
real
good
Neil
one.
With the
that
deal
could
with
make
Jennifer
headlines.
That's an advertisement.
Yeah,
right there's an. Advertisement.
I don't know. That could turn off Hollywood. I don't know, Don.
Would you like to be part of Guy Talk?
I'm open,
Guy
and
Talk
you know, I go with
the real
I go with
the
Don.
Deal.
I mean, I go with Mole. I go with Perry. And
well, then once again, It's three guys plus the real deal with Neil.
Thank you.
It's time once again for the second Guy Talk.
Guy Talk 2.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy Talk.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. We're back, and it's time for Guy Talk 2. So, Neil.
Sure.
Now, you own 26 stores.
Yes, sir.
You have beds.
Sure.
A place where people make passionate love.
Well,
You have to have...
I have a story.
Oh, do you?
You know, now that you mention it.
Well, set the scene.
Okay.
Is it late night?
Yes.
Okay, go.
All right. I am single, and it's a few years back, and I had an urge that, you know, like, I haven't had a woman for a while, and it was just in my mind, like, should I go somewhere? Should I go to Las Vegas? Should I take a ride? But I definitely should go out and get away from my office.
Hawaii.
I know. I mean, like, locally, or just get out and meet and do something. And sexually, I'm thinking that. It's just, you know, testosterone's talking.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, something phenomenal where I'm trying to...
Do you masturbate?
Yes. It happens sometimes, yes.
How many times a week would you say?
Actually, I'm trying not to do it that much at all, actually, right now. I'm in abstinent mode where I have a woman in my life and that I don't want to take that away.
And you're trying to hold on to your juju.
Absolutely. I think it's fair. I mean, I'm being honest. I'm not going to lie about something like that to the fans. And
wait a second. You have a lady in your life.
You
guys patching things up?
We are doing our best. I'm trying to keep it under wraps a little bit, you know, but
should we zip her mouth then?
Yeah, you know what? You know, that's a nice word.
Well, let's forget that. Let's go back to this scene.
All right, check this out. Go fast. So I don't take time. So I out of nowhere, I'm ready to leave the store and get in my car. And there's a cat on Laurel Canyon and it's sitting there in the middle.
A cat,
like a pussy. Exactly. Yeah. It's a black pussy. And it's actually in the middle of the street, and it's not moving. It's going to get run over. So I go to get it. It runs to the other side, and there's a car coming. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to actually make the cat pass away by chasing after it to try to save it. The lady stops, and she's like, did you see that cat? I was like, I'm trying to save the cat. Yes. She's like, oh my God, like, what are you doing here? Like, what's going on? Well, actually, I run this store over here. And she's like, where? Like, that one across the street. She's like, really? You sell mattresses? I'm like, yeah. She's like, so we put the cat away, made sure the cat was cool, put it across the street, went away. And she's like, what are you doing right now? I said, well, I'm a single guy.
Neil, what was she wearing?
She regularly dressed. She told me she came out of a meeting. She
regularly
was working.
Dressed. Was she wearing a dress?
She was actually wearing a dress. She was dressed, I would say, not super sexy, moderately dressed. And unexpectedly, she's like, so what's up? You own the store and you're single? And I said, well, it's pretty sad. You know, I had this relationship for a long time. And, you know, so she's like, you know, maybe feeling sorry for me. I don't know. Maybe she's just horny. But she's like, well, I said to her, you know, I could invite you in and we could talk. No problem, right? She's like,
slick move.
So really, she had no trouble. She parked her car in my lot. I opened the door. It's late. And I have cameras by my desk. So we're sitting there for a while. It's now like 1 o'clock in the morning. And she's talking about her life and what she does, and I'm talking about everything. And I said, "Yeah, I have no life. It's like 7 days a week."
And you're thinking, "Nah, nah, nah."
She's actually like, "All right." Then the next thing, though, she's like, "You have stress," and she says, "You need."
She gives you a rub down.
Oh no! It's again. It's like it's crazy. I'm like, "Wait a second." She's like, "I could help you," and I said, "Really?" She's like, "I really find you attractive. I think you're really a nice man and you shouldn't be alone. And tonight I'm going to give you company. I am not paying. I am not talking about that. I did not meet her except to help a cat. And she stopped. I stopped. And we met each other from saving a cat, saving a pussy. And long story short, she starts to unbuckle my pants. And I said, hold on. I have a camera here. It records everything. You'll be on camera. She's like, it doesn't matter. Who's going to see it? I said, well, I have salespeople. They review the cameras. So she's taking my pants down. And she is ready to perform acts. And
oral
I said, listen,
right,
oral
fast.
Sex. And then, so I said, look, bingo. I have the back of my store, and I think it would be safer we go to the back of the store. And to make it short, so we don't take the time up, we did spend the night, and we had really great time. And she left when the sun was coming up. And we kept in contact for a little while, but it wasn't a second time sexual activity. But it was something that...
You live with her. What are you talking about?
No. It did happen. And we kept in contact. I would say that, you know, I didn't have many... I'm not a stud, and I didn't have a lot of those things, but it's something I remember, and it did take place.
Sounds cool.
And I wouldn't want to push that on anyone, because that's not something you should do in your business.
Right, yeah.
And it happened, and it's very many years ago.
Right.
It's like probably back in 1997.
Get to the part where you blow the dude, Perry.
What?
So that's
when
my...
you blew Randy Callahan.
I didn't blow the motherfucker!
You kick me, and I'm going to punch you back.
I didn't blow the motherfucker! You know what the fuck story is! And I'm not telling it again!
You're right down in front of the sponsor! Ah. Sit down! Doing this in front of the sponsor!
I am fucking down, asshole! You blew this guy!
Harry, because I'm learning and getting to know you, and I'm just going to ask a question. Are you homophobic?
No, not at all.
Oh, he's not? Okay.
I don't think he is.
Very homophobic.
Just real quick, why would that be?
Because ever since age 10, I was hit on by men.
Well, that means you're a good-looking man. You should be very happy for that.
I'm not interested in guys hitting on me and shit.
No, that's cool. I think
grabbing my nuts.
To be honest with you, as long as they don't grab you, but I think it's actually a compliment to be hit on. Apparently, you should appreciate it.
What are you? You're the homo that wishes that I was with you. You freak.
That means that's complimentary, Don. You're a good-looking man, Don.
Thank you.
It's the way he keeps begging for the fact that
you're looking at his
book about guys that I've been with.
Hey, Perry, this Perry.
Friends have been women since age six.
Yeah, if I wanted you, you would have gone for anything I said to you a long time ago. I see the way you look at
my Perry.
Crotch.
It's the blue eyes.
You're disgusting
because of all the wonderful and no.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you something honestly, Perry, and then we'll change the subject. Do you think my eyes are cute?
You got handsome eyes for a man.
There you
yes.
go. That's nice.
There you go.
That's
I like
very,
blue
eyes.
I got a thing for blue eyes, and yes, I
see,
you got handsome eyes.
I won't be me.
Well, Neil. You know, you came in to the show, and you were a little itchy about the mature content of the show. But you know what? When we did the guy talk, you just got into it. You were a true professional because you made it entertaining. A lot of people hold that stuff back. And again, I wasn't trying to make you feel bad or do something that was going to hurt your business. I just thought it was funny. I thought it was really, really good. And people loved it.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Well, I'm just
You have a way of bringing out everything, you know. Like you're a great guy as well, and I'm so comfortable speaking to you, and you're on it so quick. It's such a great opportunity to like speak to someone who's you're faster than I am, and you already know where I'm going. It's really good.
You know what was funny? The other thing, we were going to have that sleepover at Neil Leeds, we were going to call it Live at Leeds.
We need to do that still. Let's get Torrance back up and running. We need to come back and do that.
You know what? That would be great. That would definitely be very fun.
It would light up Torrance, wouldn't it?
But here's all I ever ask. Don't say that you want to do it, and then we start putting it together, and then
get cold feet and run and start making every excuse of how I can't do it. Yeah.
Because you know what? I'll tell you something honestly. I'm not out to hurt anybody, Neil.
You're right, Don. I without even having to say it, I know that, Don.
I'm just about doing comedy. I invited you to play in my world because I thought, here's a good guy, and you tried to help out. I mean, like we were saying earlier, all this stuff in the studio, all the padding that takes the studio to the next level is because of you and giving us all that
mattress
stuff.
Work and Mary Jane's work. Oh. But I will say, you brought me to great people, everyone on Facebook and friends that I tell you the truth, I never walked into a place like the Comedy Store who made me feel like at home, like, and it's from you. You brought me there. I would have never been in there. And, you know, I wish I could spend a little more time. Obviously, it's been work.
It's fun. It's fun.
But everyone's super cool. There's not one feeling of tension or a fight's going to break out or. Everyone's,
well, there does once in a while.
I didn't get hit, but you know, I'm just saying. Like, I'm just complimenting in the sense it's just a great
anyway,
place.
Okay, let's get on with this.
Yes,
and here's a guy talk that we all thought was great. So here it is. Take it away.
I won't be me.
We were talking before with Neil about having a podcast live from one of the Leeds mattress stores. You know what we got to do is have a sleepover at.
Oh, that's a great idea.
At a Leeds mattress store,
at a Leeds mattress store podcast.
That would be the best
sleepover podcast.
Right. We could
with HN.
Yes.
You that could be a rave. We get some music. We got sound piping through those stores.
It sounds like the party of the year
right now. Which store do you want to do it in?
I just had a brainstorm come through here. I don't know what happened, and I don't know how I caught this. How about this? Live at Leeds, the big three.
The store on La Brea.
And we do it in Hollywood, man, where we stream
Hollywood.
Live.
Hollywood,
party, man. People love store. Hollywood across the world. People come to Hollywood, man.
You know what?
It's going to the hottest club on the strip.
It's time once again for four guys sitting around talking about the ladies. Time once again for a little
guy talk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Going to talk about the ladies. Guy talk.
He has the words.
He's got the words.
Guy talk. You know what I... Mole, take it easy, dude. You are really...
He's fucked up, man. He's scaring the shit out of me.
Okay.
Just when you're talking about sex, you're going to talk about that?
Well, you know what? Here's actually what I was thinking. You know, when we have the all-night podcast from one of the Neil Leeds mattress stores, what we should do is we should get some girls, some listeners in there.
And I want to say...
What's that?
That lingerie is a big thing for me.
You like lingerie?
I think it should be a lingerie party.
Perry's not going to wear lingerie.
Well, he already said G-string. He would go for a G-string, yes.
You'll wear a G-string?
Yes, as long as he doesn't have his parts out, his private parts.
Yeah, as long as my private parts are not out.
We even put one plan into this, and already it sounds like the party of the year.
It's unbelievable. I think lingerie would be incredible.
Okay.
I love lingerie. I think it makes a woman beautiful, and it's sexy, and I would definitely like to see lingerie.
If there's an ideal outfit that you would like a woman in, give it to me from top to bottom, Neil.
Myself?
Yeah.
I would say, I like colors, so pink and blue.
Overalls, so like a gun
and
holster?
I do like to see-through a little bit on the panties. Mm-hmm. I do like stockings, high heels. I do like to see some a nice bra like with frills, with like a lingerie. Like, I don't know what you call it. What would you call it? Lace? A lacy bra. Nothing too, like not trashy. But just beautiful.
Sexy.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, just really beautiful.
Pair exactly. Likes people to drip them off with their feet.
Don, that's not it.
You're the one who's wearing the G-string, dude.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Him I'm not going to consider as lingerie, though. I'm not looking at him.
Let me look and tell you something.
Tell me.
It's called Girls, and I love my women.
That's why you're wearing
the
G-string?
Them all.
Now, when you're in that G-string and the girls are in their lingerie, you do have to cooperate, though.
Yeah, I'll cooperate with them.
Yeah, you can't do anything.
Not about a G-string, Perry.
I'm not going to be with any guys in the fucking...
Why do you even bring that up?
Nobody because would I know the way you guys are.
No, I didn't think
trying
that.
To get me to be a fucking gay man.
When have I ever done that?
You started before I even said anything.
When have I ever done that? When have I ever done anything?
I was actually
like
excited
that.
About the lingerie, and we got into
Stop,
this. Now
please.
We got into Don's G-string. This
no,
is ruining
no,
my
no,
lingerie.
It, Perry's G-string.
Right yeah, now. Perry.
Throw it away, Perry.
You can eat it. It's good.
Sorry, Don. Yeah, not no. Perry's G-string.
This party's going to be something else. I'll tell you.
I think it could be crazy.
Be scary.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll invite some listeners to spend the night with us.
Yes.
At the Big Three Podcast at Neil
Leeds
Mattresses.
Where are we going to get these listeners?
They're all over. It's crazy. There's over 5 to 10,000.
Right.
I don't know.
And everyone will have their own bed?
I mean, we have enough room.
Hey,
yeah.
There we go.
I think this could be...
I wanted to ask Neil because I need a new mattress in my house.
No,
he said this last week.
No.
Perry, stop it.
There's a
Can
podcast and then there's business.
No. Don't do this.
I'm going to pay for the motherfucker.
You know what's going to happen? It's going to get this.
What did I tell you, Perry? What did I tell you? I don't want you to scare Neil away by asking him something that he doesn't want to hear.
And you didn't kiss that guy and he cut his penis off, man.
I told him, when we do the podcast, we do that. And afterwards, he's going
to
be taken care of. Right, Don?
Look, I need to know the best, firmest brand for the man. Because I won't take anything soft.
It's called bus bench.
You sleep on a futon.
I know.
Now.
I could save him money to sleep on the floor. That's pretty firm.
Well,
and I'm saving you money. Imagine that. I don't even want your money.
Just
I'm joking
on
with
floor.
You. We'll work on that.
No,
I think
don't
take it where you want to take it, Don.
Fuck it, Don.
Perry, I'm tired of you begging.
This is for God.
We're in the middle of guy talk. Stop it, Perry.
Talk about the bitches, motherfucker.
Why don't you just spread some newspapers around
can
the pool
we,
area?
Can we talk about the four guys that were talking about the sex and the lingerie?
One minute, we're talking about lingerie.
What's happening, buddy?
I was wondering what you think about this party.
Fucking love the party. Everyone's got a bed. Hope Perry has a dry night. I'm going to bring lots of HN. We're going to crank some tunes. Oh,
this is good.
Stories.
We're gonna light a big,
The music goes loud. We got good music.
We're going to light a big fire.
Nothing to do so with
HN. We're going to light a big fire in the middle of the room. Roast marshmallows.
That's cool.
It'll be awesome.
Let me ask you this.
I got my elf suit.
Hold on, Perry. Shut up. Oh, you have to wear your elf suit.
I got
to
get my elf suit. Yep.
But here's what we do.
Okay.
What time do you close?
We close at 8, but we'll set the date.
What we'll do is we'll get in there at 6.
Yep.
So we're around some people.
Sure.
We give away the quarter hot dogs. We give away big 3 podcast balloons.
I think we should have like a line around the door. This thing's going big.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll bet you I wouldn't be surprised.
I have some people that's going to come probably out of the state to come to deal with this.
I wouldn't be surprised if Paris Hilton was there. That's how big this party's going to be.
I think it should be.
Oh, cool. Paris is going to be there.
She's a cool lady, right?
You know her?
I know Kim Kardashian.
Bring
Kim Kardashian. That'd be cool.
Well, Kim is married, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
That's okay.
Look what you did.
She's on my Twitter all
the time. She'll bring her husband, and she'll have her lingerie on with her husband.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
He might wear a G-string like you. And
I'm not getting
I don't want you to look at him, though.
Scaremaster, tell us some of the celebrities you're going to bring to the party.
Some of the celebrities I'm going to bring?
Yeah, or at least invite.
I'll ask. Okay. I don't know if they'll come. I'll ask.
Hey, before you get into that, tell Neil how you let some guy lick your balls on the bridge.
Then you wouldn't kiss the guy and cut off his penis.
Then look.
Perry, what year was that?
These guys are saying.
Okay, go ahead.
If there was a guy that wanted to kill himself on a bridge,
yeah,
would you let him lick your balls
to stop him from staying suicidal? Yeah, and you agreed, you would.
I mean,
that's
wouldn't
cool.
you? Wouldn't you?
You know what? You're a really intelligent...
Wouldn't
very,
you?
He's like Mother Teresa.
It's a very tough really question, is. But I would be honest with you. I think that was that was very gracious of you to do that. And so far, I'm hoping that won't have to come.
I think I would have let him jump. I would have said, fuck yourself.
I think you would have let him do it. But at the same time is that you saved a life. And that's really important. And I think that doesn't...
And that's what makes Don and Moe look at me
still,
as a fucking queer.
No.
Whoever said I look at you as a queer.
Well, you guys are liking to tease me and shit.
Who does that?
Let me tell you
who
something.
Who does that?
You're both teasing me.
You're a liar. I never do that.
Perry, I would tell you is that if you did it to save a life, I would never think of you as a homosexual. And even if you were a homosexual, it wouldn't bother me. I would still love you.
I'm not gay.
I don't mind either way. That's not what the conversation's about.
The only love I love about Neil is that he's a great guy. And I love him as a human
thank
being.
You. Exactly. That's where
not
we are.
As a homosexual.
Well, thank you. Because
Well, how would you know?
People call me gay all the time myself.
I'm not interested.
Don, people
I'm
call me gay all the time.
Why do you think that is, Neil?
I have no idea. I've always asked, why do people call me gay all the time? I'm always a fag.
Because you're too nice.
Why does being too nice become a fag? Can't everyone just, like, stop judging?
It's disgusting.
So what you're dealing with, I deal with. I just never told it on the air. I deal with that myself. And I tell everyone, listen, man, I'm what you want me to be if that's what you want me to be. If you believe I'm a fag, I'm a fag.
I won't be me.
Now, at the end of the clip, you were talking about a guy who had said that you were gay. And then you told me that more people sometimes say that. I can kind of see where people might, but I also never thought that you were. But you know what? When you think, you look at you, you keep yourself very clean. You look like...
I wish I could be better. But
everybody does.
If I had a nicer body, I'd really probably be officially gay, right?
I don't think so. But I'm just saying that some people think that. How does that make you feel?
I got over it, but I probably had a complex over it, probably making sure that they didn't think I was gay, probably over making sure that. So
you would like, if somebody looked at you and said, well, they looked at you in a funny way, would you like take the closest girl, bend her over one of your heads, spank her, eat her pussy in front?
You're going to get
like
me a job.
Man.
I knew I was getting myself in trouble.
I forgot. I will.
Well, as long as it's not too deep, you know.
No.
We could probably get there without too much over the top. Maybe down the road one day, but not too explicit.
All right, let's just forget
that. But I would say that when I was young, I do remember somebody, I was like probably 13, 14 years old. I was walking home from the gas station where I was working, and he asked me if I wanted to go out on a date with him. And I knew at that point there was something wrong with society. That wasn't good. And I was ready to run up to my apartment scared. So, but I'm not against the crowd.
No, of course you're not. I think you're very open-minded. Absolutely. I would be the first to say it.
Yeah.
You don't care about race. You don't care about
anything. Transgender society,
absolutely.
Anything, you know?
And they're all people. Everybody's a person. And you know what? They all have feelings. And anybody who kind of is in that way, they're fucking idiots.
Man, we have one life and you have to enjoy it. And I'm not one to press on anybody.
I've always seen you do that.
Thanks.
But right now, let's keep this thing moving at a fast pace. Let's get on to the next clip. Now, this one starts off with you attempting to tell a joke. Let me ask you a question. Do you think you're a funny guy?
No.
Really?
I wish I was. I wish I had one-liners. Someone said, can you tell a joke the other day? And I literally got stumped. I didn't have one to even think of. I had nothing. I was ready to go to my web and find one. I'm just off. I could just work off you of whatever you ask me, but I am not a comedian.
Well, in this next clip, we're going to change the pace a little bit from you being not a comedian to where you did start, because in this next thing, we talk about your humble beginnings and you grew up poor in New York, and that made you the man that you are today. It really is a great story. So let's hit that clip.
I won't be me.
Hey, listen, someone said I don't have any good jokes. So, you know, just, you know, Don, they asked if you know, maybe I might have to stay. I'm the guy who might have a little money maybe to stay off the show. But he actually apologized.
Who said this?
I don't know. It was just one of the fans, and he's really cool. And I thanked him. I think,
Neil, if I didn't like you or I didn't think you were funny, you would not be on the show.
And I would actually say, Don, I appreciate that. And I'd still be supporting the show.
And the people that don't think Neil is funny, let me tell you this. This was not planned what we're about to do.
Right?
Neil, tell the people a joke just to show them that you have a sense of humor.
Well, I'll do a joke. Well, I don't know if you're going to like it, and I don't know if it has to be edited.
Go ahead.
Okay, because we know this Carvavella and Carvel.
Talking to the
Carvella.
All right, that's a little loud now.
And so I was thinking Carvel.
Wait, start it again. Tell the joke.
Well, I was thinking that we're always going on your name if it's Carvella or Caravella, right?
Caravella or Caravella.
Okay, well, a small joke, it's going to be like dong after, you know, it's not going to work well, but look what I'm going to say. Do you know Carvel ice cream?
Sure do.
Okay, so I was thinking Carvel, which is smooth. It could be hard, smooth, and soft. So your Carvel, you're soft and smooth.
Thank you.
Okay. It's not really a joke, but it's kind of, if you want to put it to it.
Okay. Well, I asked you to tell a fucking joke, Neil, well, to show that you're funny.
Well, the funny thing is that all this name about Carvel and Carvella,
okay, Neil,
I think
Neil.
He's Carvel.
Okay, Neil, let's try this again.
All right.
No. Neil, you got to listen to what I'm saying.
All right.
I told people that I find you funny.
Right.
And I do. If I didn't find you funny, you wouldn't be here. Because this show is about the funny.
Exactly.
You know, we talk about pop culture and our own personal lives on this show. That's what makes us different than any other podcast. But it also has a little bit of humor in it. And now I want you to show the people you're funny. Tell a joke. You got one joke in there. Tell a joke.
To tell you the truth, at running over here and thinking about everything, I think the joke's on me today, Don, and I'm going to fail on this.
Don't
you're not fail on it.
Let me tell you this. You
own
26 mattress stores.
That's the problem.
You came from nothing. You came from no money. This wasn't handed to you.
That's the
problem.
Now,
what I'm saying is right now, Neil, dig into your vast mind and think of one joke that you've got.
I'm suffering with having no joke today, but I can promise you that I will bring some of my
jokes. Watch
this.
Watch this. I throw it to Perry. Perry, tell a joke. Now, go!
All right. You know, you want me to tell you a joke?
I want you to talk into the mic is what I'd like you to do.
All right, you want me to tell you a joke?
That's what I said.
All right, there's these tree peoples. One's
tree?
Italian.
Wait a minute. Tree people?
Yeah, I'm talking with a Midwestern accent, you know?
That's a Midwestern accent?
Yeah, you know.
What is tree people? Are these people
three,
that live in trees?
Three.
Oh, three.
But in Chicago, we would say tree.
When you say Chicago, how long did you live in Chicago?
First 10 years of my life.
First 10 years. So you were 10 years when you moved.
When I came to L.A.
Huh.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
47. I'll be 48 in November.
So 37 years here.
Right.
Okay. Go back to your tree people.
My tree people. There's tree people out there. An Italian, a Jew, and a Polack. Okay. And they're all supposed to be cooking a big meal. Okay? Now, The Italian comes up with a pasta dish. The Jew makes matzo balls. And the Polak is trying to figure out what to do.
Riveting. Continue.
Oh, shit. And I just stumped myself. Damn it.
I'm ready to tell you something, Don.
Let's just see where this joke goes, because cool. I want to find out about the tree people.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I talk? Oh, shit. I just fucked it all up.
Wait a minute. This is the... Tell the joke about the tree people. The Italian, the Polish guy, and the Jewish fellow.
Forgive me. I just lost it.
I shared that. I'm sitting next to him.
Neil, let him think for one fucking second. I'm trying to prove something. Perry, do you want everyone to just think you're the homophobic, racist, male chauvinistic, moronic fool? Tell a joke.
It's a cooking joke, and I just forgot the damn thing. Oh, Christ.
Okay, this is
dead air. I'm sorry.
This is dead air.
This is like MacArthur Park.
It's dead air because I just lost myself.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Look who's here. The president of Ace Broadcasting. It's Donnie Mizrahi. What did you say?
Do you have the recipe,
Donnie?
This is like
MacArthur Park, where somebody's lost the recipe. And
oh.
Thank you.
Don, I might forget this one, and it's from 1975. It's 1975. I'm on the back of a bus, and I remember this. It's from when I was in foster home, and I was in the back of the bus, and this I thought was funny.
Okay.
Ready?
36-year-old joke. Go.
Okay. Going down the highway doing 64, Neil blew a fart and blew me out the door. The wheels couldn't take it. The engine fell apart, all because of Neil's supersonic fart.
Boom.
1975.
That's a joke.
Wait a minute.
That's a joke.
That was funny.
Was it?
Wow. Yeah.
But I really want to say something, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Okay. Now, I'm the guy, and you say I'm the businessman, and you know, quite frankly, I have to be the businessman. I have to carry the weight of 26 stores through one of the worst economies that probably some people who are still alive who went through depression are saying, wow, this is another depression, and they're living through this. And I'm dealing with it.
You won't be beat, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
Who came up with that line? You won't be beat. Was it the commercial people?
It was actually, it was an artist who was drawing my character. And he was saying that you need, you know, because originally I was just going to stick with my last name with nothing fancy or any comedic, you know, like any mascot. And he says, you know, that's a little starchy. And then I turn around and he was drawing my sign, but I didn't realize he was an art, you know, he actually was a artist.
Right.
So I turned around and I look and I see my character and I'm laughing. I'm like, are you kidding? Like, he says, yeah, I do the sign work as my day job, but I'm really an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw my character and I was like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. It's so super cool. He says, yeah, you're going to put that on your sign. And he says, also, you need something that, like, what do people call you? I said, well, people say Neil, and they say, well, give me your best deal. He says, well, I got something for you. He said, and this is like, you know, 13 years ago. He goes, Neil with the deal. And guess what? You won't be beat. So all of a sudden, I'm like, no, this can't, you know, I'm not going to use it. And it's sure enough, 15 years later, Neil with the deal, I won't be beat is the slogan we've used.
But yes, I am that businessman. So I don't concentrate on jokes. But I will say, when I come on and I talk about serious things, or maybe I don't have enough time to talk about it because I don't want, this is your show and I'm a guest. But I'll tell you, you know, things that, like, something could be thrown at me, and I'll turn it into fun, although it might have hurt my feelings or wasn't funny, or maybe it was funny to someone else. Well, I'll tell you, I went to the grocery store when I was young, right, Don? And my mother had to use food stamps. Now, right now, when people use food stamps, they use a credit card. Now, shoot, I only wish I grew up where there was food stamps with credit cards. But let me tell you what happened when I was, like a really young guy. Check this out, Don. Do you think this is funny?
I'm listening.
A cash register lady.
And also, I'm hoping it's funny.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, like, think about how this feels. You're totally embarrassed that you're on food stamps, and you really don't want to be with your mom when she dishes them out. But basically, they needed change, right? Because my mother has, like, 20 food stamps, you know, 20 denominations, 5 denominations, right? So we finish, we pack the bags, and they're doing the exchange on the register. And this is going back in the days when I was younger. And basically, instead of, like, calling a manager to say to get change with the food stamps, you got, like, a full house of people in the grocery store, and they call out, like, line number 7, we need change for food stamps. And I'm sitting there, and everyone's looking at us on the line, and I'm sitting here saying to myself, mother effer, I mean, it's bad enough we're on food stamps. Does the lady have to scream out across the store to the manager to get food stamps and change? So these things where I look back, where it was like a crime scene to me, I could look back and say, you know what? It was funny. It was funny because that's what made me who I am today, and that's what makes me come on the show. And so I'm more like I'm the outcast in the sense of I'm not the comedian, I agree. All but right. I could definitely say whatever you throw at me, I'm not one to push it away, throw it away. I'm ready to have fun with it and bring it on. That's the guy I am.
I like that. That was a really
I just feel
me.
Like, you know what? I've been through the right. mud.
I'm mixed if I like it or not. I'm not.
I understand. No, sure. I understand. You know, be honest with you, I would have loved to spend my life instead of working since I was 9. Doing comedy, having fun, and learning every joke there was in the world. And
you know what I would like to have done?
And I would still.
I would have liked to have been in the Navy and been a cook, like Cookie Caramello, Perry's
father. His name is not Cookie. God damn it!
I won't be me.
Now there we talked about you being a comic, and you said you don't think you're funny, but you still have said that you would love to have spent your life. Being a comic, do you still feel that way?
You know what? Because I think I want to make light and fun of all the trauma in life. So I probably want to reverse everything that's bad and everyone made feel and I felt. I would like to touch on it, reverse it, and make a joke. So I'd probably work on, if I had time, I would definitely try to put some writing together. I just don't find myself in that position. So.
Well, but you know what? Have you ever seen the Ding Dong Show?
I've seen this. I've seen it. It's great.
There's a lot of people that might not be able to go up in front of a regular crowd and be funny. But do I make them funny?
Absolutely. I always said you have the best show on earth and the best – if anyone wanted to be an actor in Hollywood, it should be the best acting coach in the world is to come see Don Barris for sure.
Well, you always do a great job when you're around there. I always like playing because you do the golden rule of improv, never deny. Because you know what? When you deny, where does the guy go? Then he's afraid to ask anything. And you never deny. So that's always a very good
thing. It's such a great time, too. You let, you know, the music and just letting rage out, fun. I mean, where can you just let everything roll? I mean, there's nothing held back, and I think that's beautiful.
Hmm. Well, anyway, in this next clip, this is a clip where you are returning to the podcast after not being there for quite some time. I should at least say one of the reasons that you did stay away was because of our very adult nature of our podcast. And that's what you struggled with. Another reason that you stayed away was because of that piece of shit Perry. He screamed at you. He tried to call you, get a bed. You were very nice to him, and yet he fucked you over pretty good.
I think that and ASM Plumbing and Porn.
Why? What did they do?
No, they were great, but I think the name, I actually thought they were a plumbing company. I didn't catch the other part of it, and that kind of confused me.
Right.
You know, I just thought we endorsed plumbers. I didn't know we were I didn't know that type of plumbing.
No. That was Plumbing and Porn. So let's go back and listen to the triumphant return of Neil Leeds. Hit that for me, please.
I won't be me.
I have a real surprise for everybody here.
I hope the surprise is good news.
Well, I would say it's good news because after you yelled at this man, he left here, and he was the closest thing that we had to what would be considered a regular sponsor.
Who's this?
You know him? From his mattress company, 26 throughout the Los Angeles area.
Are you kidding me?
Neil with the deal. Here he is. Mr. Neil Leeds.
Oh, my goodness.
Keep your lips about 20 feet away from mine, okay?
Oh, yeah. Did you see the picture that Perry put up of you guys kissing?
Oh, yeah. I put them up. Sure.
For those of you that don't know, Neil was going to be our sponsor, but then our show, which is a little bit, let's just say.
Country, a little bit country.
No. It's a little bit controversial.
It's not the Donnie and Marie show.
Ah, you got me.
It's a little bit controversial, and Neil is a, your business is a family business, and you couldn't be with all the stuff that Perry talks about and the dirty, filthy
Perry
Italians that he relates to and promotes and his dirty, filthy Italian.
Yeah, the dirty, filthy Italians that have some of the best restaurants and
can I ask him a question? Like,
sure.
On the mafia side, Do you like when you engage in that, when you're watching it, does it feel like you would want to actually
You're going to tell me you've never thought about being part of the mob. You used to brag about breaking people's legs that you could
I'd like
to. No, let me ask you a question. Like, it's like equal to like being like really rich is having power just to know that you are like the boss. Did you ever have that feeling? Like, if there was like something, you're like, wow, wouldn't that be so cool that I'm the boss? Like, you just.
It'd be nice to be the boss.
Like in ways
or
that.
A boss.
No, not just, but not just financially. The power of just, you got your back covered wherever you go.
And you're back too, Neil. All right.
Neil, can we pitch you some ideas for some commercials that maybe we could do for your fine mattress shop here on the Big 3 Podcast?
Not one fine mattress shop.
26
fine mattress shops throughout the greater Los Angeles area.
All right, Dan, tell me.
26 them soon to become 300.
Can I pitch my commercial?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so Neil, you know how those guys, your competitors, had that huge campaign where they always go, "You're killing me,
Larry.
Larry, you're killing me, Larry." And everyone's always like, "Hey, Larry, you stop killing me. You're killing me, Larry." Okay, and everyone knows that, and so everyone goes there to get killed by Larry's prices. We capitalize on that. We don't do killing, which is kind of violent. We do we do another violent crime. We do, "You're raping me, Neil."
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
These prices.
This is what started this to begin with, but go ahead.
So
Your prices are raping my wallet.
As you're saying this, this is what I visualize. "You're raping me, Neil." And then in the background, you hear this girl,
"My prices are going to rape your aren't going to rape your wallet."
While you're saying that about "You're killing me, Larry," what we do?
"You're killing me, Don."
I have people.
"You're killing me."
I have people that are police officers. They can plant some cocaine.
Oh gosh.
On this Larry Cox out there.
Oh no.
All right, these are some early ideas. We can work
We're
some of these.
We're spitballing right now. All right, Scaremaster, what's yours? What's yours?
I'm speechless because let's see. I'll break your fucking back.
See, I knew Perry wanted to be mafia.
Look at you! Everything is done in the Italian chimp way.
I miss my bat.
Oh my god!
He even admits it.
Look at you. It's in your blood.
You're threatening people's lives.
You did,
you know, Neil. You left because of the fact that our show's a little bit outrageous, and I understand that.
But it's a lot outrageous.
All right, shut the fuck up.
I gotta admit it.
Did you ever hear our theme song for Pillow Talk with Neil?
I did. It was actually really wonderful.
Why don't you play it right now?
Pillow Talk with Neil. He won't be beat.
That was excellent.
Now, what was wrong with that? That was a perfect.
That was amazing. That's mysterious. That was just so smooth.
Raping me, Neil.
All right. Here's what we should do. Because you're here today, Neil, let's do a Pillow Talk with Neil. Well, you can talk about anything you'd like. So here it is, the first segment of Pillow Talk with Neil Leeds.
Pillow Talk with Neil, he won't be beat.
Well, I guess the first subject topic that we would go through today is just like, you know, wherever you are, but we're going to be, at this point, Los Angeles. And I was just like, want to kind of engage with about how the neglect of our city. Like, did you ever just drive down while you're in traffic and just see that the trees are just haven't been trimmed and graffiti all over the concrete and all the, you know, like the basics? Like, does anyone actually see that? And can we ever bring back the city to be just what it was and how beautiful it was and just to be a part of LA and not just like to hear feedback on Los Angeles and how it could be just like the most dynamic place to live, even if we have traffic, just to be in this great state.
Hi, Neil. My name is Walter, first-time caller, long-time listener. I got a question about Los Angeles. It seems to me that a lot of the alleyways and sidewalks are very littered with litter and garbage. And what could we do as citizens? Why is it against the law for us to be able to pick up a broom and go outside our homes and businesses and sweep that up and lend a helping hand? Why aren't we allowed to do that?
You know, to be honest with you, in reverse, you're so able to do it. It's just like, it's just maybe a better way to say is we create the law so we won't do it. No, actually, the way it is that, you know, the city, we do say we pay our taxes and that we should get city services, which is totally true. But I can't watch the budget of the city in every situation. So how I look at it really quickly is that we have to take charge and responsibility for our own little area.
Hey, my name's Don. Long-time listener, first-time caller. How are you, Neil?
I'm great. How are you?
Don.
Sorry, Don. How are you, Don? How are you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, Dan.
Is that Mole?
Yeah, I'm on the other line.
Hey, what's happening, Mole?
Just chilling out, talking to Pillow Talk.
Hey, Neil, I got a question for you.
On the last call, we got to just pitch in and clean up. That's all. Sorry.
You should
do
that.
Yeah, we could all do that. That's for sure.
Have you ever done that?
Me?
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah. You guys are never here when I do this, but before we have the podcast down at the secret location of our studio, I'll go out there, sweep up a little bit. I give, you know, there'll be neighborhood kids that come by. Hey, it's Don from the podcast.
Scaremaster, do Italians ever do that?
All the time. That was one of my jobs when I worked at the print shop. I used to clean up the whole shop.
Yeah, but that was your job. I mean, just going out and doing it.
Like community.
Hey, Neil.
Out in front of our restaurants
This is Don again. I wanted to ask Neil. I'm glad that other caller brought this up, because when you say clean up the town, wouldn't Los Angeles be a lot better if we had no Italians?
If we had no Italians?
Yeah, just got these guys out, maybe put them in a little town.
So it wouldn't be better, because you'd have shitty restaurants. You'd have Taco Bells everywhere.
Hey, Neil, this is Don on the other line again. I've got these stickers where it has Perry's head and where it says gay underneath. Would you be willing to put these on every bed that you sell?
Oh, absolutely. That's a promotion. Sure. I think that would be great.
Have you guys given out those
artists? I'm not even getting paid for this shit, and it bothers the piss out of me.
But it would be great for you. You have all that promotion.
It's not. It's free promotion. I can't stand being promoted for free.
Oh.
Okay. Well, anyway, that was Pillow Talk with Neil Leeds.
Pillow Talk with Neil. He won't be beat.
There's a little confusion there, but I think all in all, for a first time ever, that was a great job. Give Neil Leeds a hand. Took some calls.
Less money every time I work on this.
Right now, I think what we should do is maybe the best thing that we do on this show. It's time again for a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, Let's Play Mole Play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Now, if you've never heard our podcast before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here. And this is where Mole will set up a scenario. Sometimes he'll even take something that we've done for the show. He'll cast a scene, and then he'll direct the scene. So, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Okay, here's the scene. I take you to the hottest ad agency in town. Dan Barney's agency. He's like Dan Draper.
Can I be Darren Stevens?
You can be Darren Dan Draper Stevens. Half Dan Draper, half Darren Stevens. Okay? And here comes the hottest client, the Mattress King, Big Matt. His name is Matt, and he sells mattresses. But your secret weapon is your super sultry, hot assistant, Va-Va-Va-Voom Johnson. Scaremaster, you are Va-Va-Va-Va-Voom Johnson.
Make some Dan, sense about this.
You are Dan Draper Darren Stevens. You are Matt, the Mattress King, Neil, and Moplay.
Matt, welcome.
Hey, welcome.
I've been looking forward to meeting you a long time. I love sleeping. I love beds. Love to fuck, if you know what I mean, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Matt's here for a good time. He eyes the Va-Va-Va-Voom Johnson.
I noticed you couldn't take your eyes off of Va-Va-Voom Johnson over here.
Get the fuck out of here, because I'm not getting close to that motherfucker.
She's available, too. That's the thing that's interesting. Now, Matt, you're a businessman, but you also enjoy pleasure, don't you, Matt?
Absolutely.
And there, Dan Draper, Darren Stevens, had a bed in his office and goes, look at this. And he tells Va-Va-Va-Voom Johnson to lay down on it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Va-Va, lie down. Show your legs a little bit.
No.
Here. Va-Va, give me your leg for a second.
Fuck off.
Give me your leg, Va-Va.
Fuck off.
She's Matt, playing hard to get.
Matt, can I just have a second with Va-Va just for a second, please?
Absolutely.
What the fuck are you doing, Va-Va?
Look, I am not doing another fucking faggot fucking scene, you fucking homo.
We're not doing a faggot scene. All you got to do is put your leg up and let Matt touch your leg.
No!
Why?
Fuck you! That's why!
I don't get it.
Because you're a fucking queer!
We're trying to
I'm not the fucking queer! You're the fucking queer, you fucking homo!
I think Matt can hear you.
Matt can hear him, and Matt likes what he hears. He knows va-va-va-va-voom Johnson is a lot of fun and a firecracker. Va-va-va-voom Johnson makes kissy face lips at everybody.
Just put a kissy face lip. Go. Just go.
It's called acting.
You're acting.
I'm not acting like a fucking homo.
Who's acting? You're playing a woman. You're playing a woman. You're playing a woman.
Yeah, and all over the internet, oh, Perry's a gay guy. Perry's a faggot. Perry's a homo.
It's an actor.
Fuck that shit.
They must know something we don't know.
Read the script. Let's hear that. Let's get the.
He leans in to kiss Matt like he did in the picture.
Fuck you.
Action.
Matt. Look, come on over here, Matt.
The two of them kiss.
Fuck you!
Like on the picture.
It's just
like
a movie. It's just a screen actor. We have to do these scenes.
We are not kissing.
But we have to do these
scenes. We are not getting close together.
Recreate the picture on the
map. We are not getting close together.
We cannot get the reality of the scene unless we kiss.
It's the anniversary of that picture.
No, you have to do the scene. Otherwise, we can't do the movie.
Well, then fine. The movie's not done.
Gotta not be homophobic and do the movie.
I am major homophobic. I can't stand.
So you don't got the job, and you have to return
the
money.
Right.
Va 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 boom Johnson doesn't know.
You
what
told
to
me
think.
You would be here, and you would do the scene, and I said I would do the scene with you, and I have no problem. I'm not homophobic. It's okay. We could take the scene. We're actors, and take it, and we could kiss.
Kiss.
Yes, it's part of the scene.
You.
Yes.
Like in the picture.
I got to deal with it just like you have to deal with it. If I kiss you, I got the same repercussion.
And he runs a family
That's
business.
That's right, and I'm ready to do the scene.
You've already got the reputation of being gay.
You can't hold
You're
yourself.
A millionaire.
That doesn't matter. If you're a billionaire, you're going to take the heat? It doesn't matter. We're screen
I'm
actors.
I'm lucky if I
We're
have
movie actors.
Bucks in my fucking
I'm
life.
Trying. You committed to a scene, and now you're pulling out. You're calling me a wuss. You're a wuss. You can't even do the scene?
Thank you. I'm a big wuss.
Oh, wow. So you can't
I'm
go on the screen.
I'm fucking homo.
He can't go on the screen because he's scared. It's a scene.
Not that I'm scared. It's a gay scene.
It's okay.
I won't do it.
Well,
gay
you're not.
Scene.
So you can't. You're gonna. Your standards now. You're at the high level. You're a top
you're
A actor.
You're right. I'm my.
Okay.
Standards.
So you could cut down. You don't. You're gonna.
Oh, tomorrow.
So it's a religious. It's,
no.
it's religious that you can't do it.
You're damn right.
Oh, so everything's a moral code now. Oh, that's a hypocrite.
I won't be me.
Neil. You're a guy that knows how to make a comeback. Thank you. That was great. Not only did you have a great pillow talk, but a spectacular appearance in the mole play. You are the total pro, and you just kept going for it, and that's what I really appreciate. Never deny, Neil. Never deny. So in the final segment we have for the best of Neil Leeds, this is the one that makes me a little sad because it's also the last time you appeared on the Big Three podcast. Well, I mean, officially, now would be another time that you appeared. But back then, we will count that as your last appearance.
I'm trying to remember that, too. Maybe you could refresh me.
Well, we're going to listen to him in just a second.
Thanks a lot.
Now, we start off this clip with you talk about possibly running for a political office. Now, I'd like to talk to you about that after we listen to this. This whole thing leads into another great mole play. I have to say, for guests, you really hit home runs when you came in during mole play. This is it. The final mole play with Neil Leeds. Let's hit it.
I won't be me.
It just gives me great pleasure and joy to ever imagine that 17 years ago, I came to Los Angeles, first time on a plane, a one-way ticket, didn't know one person, and I spent my night at the Ding Dong Show at the world-famous Comedy Store
That's
with Don
right.
Barris.
We celebrated Whoa. His 17th year here in town this past Monday.
And it's just
and
amazing.
It was crazy.
Phenomenal. I mean,
it was
just
crazy.
Blast. I
People
mean,
kept saying, you're raping me, Neil.
And I keep telling them, I'm rapping to them. I'm not raping them. I'm rapping
oh,
to them.
Oh, I like that, too.
I'm
like
rapping
too.
To
like
them.
People can do like a play on I'm raping. You're raping me, Neil, because like as you get more and more known for that. I'd be like, hey, you're raping me, Neil. It's like, I'm not raping you. I'm rapping you. I'm wrapping you up a great price on this mattress.
Neil, I want to see something special happen with you because for years, 17 years since you moved out here, and
oh,
I started
yeah.
thinking about that.
It's a long time.
It is time for Neil Leeds
to rock for and roll.
No, not to rock and
oh,
roll.
Yeah,
to run
that.
For a political office.
Do you want me to go as far as I really would go to the president or just local mayor?
I want to talk about you running for political office.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
I have always visualized being the president of the United States for real. I've tracked it. I've watched C-SPAN over my life. I've watched the political situation, and I feel comfortable running for office to be the president in the next 4 to 8 years.
So, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today we are going to be reliving a historic moment that took place this week in history. Yes, for it was on this day that Neil Leeds first arrived in a downtown bus station in L.A.
First time on a plane, too.
First time on a plane.
It was crazy.
Now, Neil arrived here a fresh-faced boy who just wanted to sell beds.
Not know all the way, but yeah.
But walking out of the terminal of the bus station, he ran into Big Lou the Pimp. And he saw a good-looking Neil and said, this is a guy I could turn into one of my moneymakers. And Big Lou's got his best gal on his arm. Scary Patricia.
You get your hands not, off.
No. He sees the good-looking Neil Leeds, and he approaches him, looking to add one more to his stable. Neil Leeds, you play Neil Leeds.
Okay.
Dan, you play Big Lou. And Scaremaster, you play Scary Patricia. And Mo play.
Oh, God.
So, hey, good-looking.
Talking to me over here.
No, Patricia, I'm not talking to you. Talking to this guy right off the bus.
How you doing? What's going on, man?
You sound like you're from New York.
A little bit. You know what I mean? What's going on with you?
You have the perfect attitude to get into the betting business. Have you ever thought about the betting as a career?
Of course. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I get a lot of people in my bets. So, you know.
Really? So yeah. Why don't we do this?
Yeah, tell me,
I could help you get into that career, a job that I'm sure you'd like. We start out with you in the beds. Have you ever thought about a career in prostitution?
You got to tell me what the money is, and, you know, I could talk.
Let me tell you this. It's good money.
I mean, like, is it like, see.
Hey, listen, you guys.
Good money means
Patricia,
like
Patricia, shut your fucking mouth when I'm doing business. Shut the fuck up, Patricia.
Well, then you're not going to fuck me at all.
Oh, yeah? I'll fuck whoever I want. Let me put my finger in your pussy right now. I like that.
Stop.
Oh, man.
Hey, no.
So, Neil.
Give me more.
Neil.
Only one finger, you fucking homo.
I'm a homo. At least I didn't blow Randy Callahan, Patricia.
Well, listen, I didn't blow Randy Callahan either. That fucking prick sucked my dick.
Okay, let me just say this.
My dick.
Neil.
Stop bragging.
Neil.
And then he went to jail after fucking raping a 12-year-old bastard.
Big Lou tells Neil to put his finger in Patricia's mouth.
So, Neil, this is my number one girl. This is Patricia.
She's beautiful. She is beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
She's gorgeous.
Would you like to kiss her?
Yeah.
Give her a kiss.
Come on. At least the cheek. That felt nice.
What do you think?
Soft skin.
Now what I'd like you to do, Neil, take your finger. What's your favorite finger you have?
Well, I'm a left-handed, but I'm right with him.
Why don't you take your left index finger.
Left in.
And probe Patricia's mouth.
Okay.
He sticks his finger in Scary Patricia's mouth. Don't bite. That's got to hurt,
dude. That does hurt, but why don't you just do it like you're sucking? Just like but don't actually touch me.
Patricia, show him what you can do.
All right, but you got to do it like deep.
Use your tongue.
No,
use your tongue,
a little tongue,
Patricia.
But I want to go as far as you can go in, but don't use touch my...
Show him,
Don't touch my...
Big Lou shows him how to
all right,
do it.
All right, don't touch my finger. It's a cock.
Like this. It's like this.
All right, do it. Yeah, don't touch the finger, though. You can't bite with tongues.
Right, is it
no teeth. It's a clean. Yes, it is. But don't touch it.
Always jab it down his throat. If you bite me, I'm going to fuck you.
Yeah, don't bite. Don't bite.
Go!
Don't bite. This is...
Don't ever bite me.
Yeah, don't bite.
Show him how to do it. No bite.
That was good.
No
bite.
You're lucky you still got that finger on your
She's
finger.
Really loose, actually.
On your hand.
She's really loose.
You're lucky. You know what?
All right. All right, I want to see if she...
You're time to bite your finger off. Give me that finger.
No, you know what? Listen.
Give me that finger. Right.
You're too beautiful
Neil,
to cut my
Neil,
finger. Come
kiss,
on.
Kiss him again, Neil.
Okay.
This time on the
mouth. But he's not...
He's not kissing me on the mouth. Kiss Patricia
on the mouth.
He's not kissing me on the mouth.
As close to the mouth as you can get without doing it on the mouth.
Without doing it.
But don't do it on the mouth. Do it as close as you can.
Yeah, just for the picture. Just really close.
We already did this already. We know that we won't touch it.
Like, act like you're going to tongue. Act like you're going to tongue.
Really do it. It's a scene. No, you got it. You're not expressing it. You got to love me.
I'm not going to kiss.
No, we're not doing
it. It's called acting.
I promise you. I promise you I will not touch. But you have to get into the moment as if I was your wife. Ready?
I don't trust these guys.
No, you trust me.
I know exactly what they're going to do.
No, they're not.
I know exactly
It doesn't
what
matter.
They're do.
I'm You're willing wrong. To take that sacrifice with you. You love me. I love you.
Mm-hmm. It's going to go on the internet.
It's okay.
It's going to look gay as
what
shit.
What about me? What about me, though?
You same can as do me. Whatever the okay. fuck
no.
you want.
No, listen. No. We're together in this.
I'm not a faggot.
You're not, and neither am I. It's okay.
Fuck you.
We're emotionalizing.
I'm not doing a fucking
I love
scene.
You. I love you. Just it's okay.
I'm not doing the scene. All right. You guys are going to put
Perry,
this faggot shit.
Perry, let's stop the faggot shit talk.
Exactly.
We're
going right?
to do it again.
It's not, right?
It's not going on the internet.
Why does it
doesn't matter if it's on the internet.
Why does it always have to be gay stuff?
All right. All right. One more time. We got to get it on cue. Don, I would say 1, 2, 3. We'll get the scene
right.
for you.
All right, here we go.
And you got to really scene. Live the scene. You love me.
I'm not worried about Scaremaster. I'm worried about Neil delivering. Scaremaster's
no,
a great actor.
That's not how you kiss.
Scaremaster's a passionate Italian actor.
I am not
actor.
Ready? Doing this.
Don, I mean, Perry.
Go ahead.
I do love you. And I
thank
would,
you.
I would like
I
your honor.
You.
And I would like a kiss from you. I really have been just emotionalizing the kiss. Would you?
No.
For me.
No, they're putting it. They're filming it. So
I know
it'll go
I
on
am, and I got to be on.
They're
that
filming
too.
It so it'll go on the internet.
Of
I
course,
know,
and we all
what
know.
Right,
they're
done.
Doing.
Boom.
I'm not.
One more time.
I'm not a fucking fag.
I'm not either.
Period.
I'm not either, and I feel
why
totally in my
this?
Skin.
I'm not making any money. Doing
we will
this.
Make money. You have to enjoy the scene and enjoy the moment.
How much
we only
money
have
am I going to make? For
you're
going to
make over $100 million soon.
What?
Oh, really?
Because this is the greatest podcast.
How
greatest
is it we going to make that?
Because the world is going to know about us. And they're going to follow who we are because okay. we care about the world. And this is the beginning of the end. This is the beginning of making the most money. It's not even about money. We're going to be billionaires.
Okay. You
okay,
do the
that's
scene.
What I'm looking for.
All right. So that's the scene. Billionaires. How about a tongue like this, but not touch?
You touch me?
No,
don't touch. Don't
you,
touch.
All right, if we touch, you beat the shit out of me.
Do not touch.
Just tongue,
do
almost
not touch.
One fragment of a second of a tongue. Thank you. I love you. Perry, you're the best. And you have emotion. And this is what it's about. You have to be able to open up to me.
Thank you.
And I do love you, and I want you just
I
to be the best
that.
You could be every day.
I won't be me.
You know why I think you're so good there? Your great chemistry with the Scaremaster. Now, before we play the last segment, you talked about your desire to run for a political office. You said at the time you'd eventually like to become the President of the United States. Do you still have those political aspirations?
Wow, Don, thanks for that question. I really had some thought onto that lately. And at the moment, I feel I could do more groundwork sweeping the front of my store and meeting people locally than I would be protected by the Secret Service. And even with that free transportation, I would love. And getting through traffic, I would probably want to I don't think I would want that position anymore. And not because I fell into bankruptcy and literally lost every dime. I just had some really big soul searching in my life, and I'd have to pass. I'd rather do something really to the ground. I'll just say, to go real quick, I think the presidents do more when they leave office than when they are in.
You may be very right, because at that point, they're controlling things, and they every day has to listen to other people that are basically telling him what to do, and they vote upon it in a group. After he's done, he's out there meeting the people doing that. Everything coming from his mind.
I wouldn't want to go home and watch Fox 5 and have them hate me every day of the week.
You would.
Yeah. Well, I'd be throwing darts at that television
station.
If
you
possibly.
Decide to ever run for any kind of office, even if it's the local dog catcher, I can guarantee you one thing. You got my vote, Neil.
Thank you so much, Don. I appreciate that. And
you
got my vote as well.
You know why you got my vote? Because you won't be beat.
Hey. Not bad on that one.
Well, I want to thank Neil Leeds for being here on this Best of Neil Leeds podcast. Did you have fun?
Absolutely, Don. Thank you so much.
Mary Jane, you haven't said much of anything. How are you doing? Did you enjoy that?
Yes, I've been having a great time.
Can you let people know that there's no gun to your head or anything like that?
No, no one's holding a gun to my head at all. I'm sitting here happily enjoying reliving the wonderful life of the Big Three podcast and Neil Leeds.
Thank you. That's beautiful, Mary Jane. Well, you always had a great chemistry with the Big Three, and I appreciate you for that. I appreciate you when you were sponsoring us and you gave us stuff. You were also, if I remember correctly, you were our campaign manager, where you're planning to get all sorts of different sponsorships
absolutely.
For us.
Absolutely.
And if
I think I had bigger dreams than maybe you have, but, you know, it was just I didn't even know what maybe the podcast was. And then I had to pull it all back, which I totally feel bad for, because if it wasn't for the social part of selling beds to all families in L.A., I would I would have been full time with that. It would have been a dream to me.
And I'll tell you something. You never know, because I will say this. You're the type of guy that doesn't quit. I think that anything you start, if you would have been our sponsorship and brought us in sponsors, I'll bet you if you were able to do that, you would have been unbelievable.
I wouldn't have stopped. I'll tell you that.
I know you wouldn't.
I just totally go full force when I'm into something.
It's all about hard work.
And relationship building as well. I would have liked to bring it to the world as much as you do as well. You know, just keep pushing it. And at the same time, you know, that's why I'm here. I love it.
Well, great. I'm glad to have you here. And that was very nice to have Neil, right, Mary Jane?
Yay. Yes, absolutely.
Again, there's no gun to your head, correct?
No, there is not. Not in any way, shape, or form. I think I woke up too early because I've been just having so much fun listening, I forgot to talk. Thank you.
Well, if you want to get in touch with us on the social media, Mary Jane, how would they get in touch with you?
A with the circle, the Mary Jane Style, and themaryjanestyle.com. A very fun new how-to, the story. Check it out.
Neil Leeds?
Simple. Just go to Neil Gregory Leeds and put a Facebook request.
How do you put Gregory? How do you spell it?
It's G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, Neil Gregory Leeds. And you can reach me there. Or
and Twitter?
I think I do, but I'm a mess. I haven't found my my login. I gotta find my login.
Well, you'll find it, I'm
yes,
sure.
Thanks.
Anyway, you wanna get in touch with me on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1, that's with the number one. Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Instagram, I'm at SimplyDon1 again. Vine is Don Barris. Every week, don't forget to check out my Simply Don the podcast. And remember this, if you're in the L.A. area, stop by the world-famous Comedy Store Bar and Grill and Bait Shop, because I close the show there almost every night. And Monday nights, who wouldn't want to be in L.A.? Who wouldn't want to come to the Ding Dong Show every Monday, 10 p.m.? And coming very soon, I know we've said this before, but go to the Ding Dong Show podcast, because it's coming to Simply Don the Podcast Network. That's right, we're having a big launch. We're going to show all video for your one-stop entertainment, Simply Don the Podcast Network. You can go to the Big Three, go to the Simply Don the Podcast, go to the Ding Dong Show podcast. And if you want to help us out, which who doesn't, the only way we can get money is through donations on my PayPal or going to simplydonthepodcastnetworkstore.com, where we have t-shirts, hats, stickers, all sorts of shit and more shit coming out soon. Mary Jane, you want to say something before we go?
Yes, in regards to Monday, the Ding Dong Show, every Monday at 10:15, you can go to Ustream, Simply Don the Live Show Channel, the Ding Dong Show Hollywood, and witness it yourself anywhere in the whole wide world.
All right, so anyway, for me and everybody here, it's time to say goodbye.